Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Tuesday's top news and the revelation over the weekend that AIG has shelled out some $165 million in executive bonuses is still creating reverberations around Capitol Hill. Perhaps the most quotable man of the past couple days is Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, who alluded to Japanese culture in suggesting what the AIG executives might want to do.
Japanese CEOs either go out and commit suicide, and probably in most cases they don't. And when they don't, they come before the public and bow very, very deeply and express regret and may resign or may stay on. But the point is that they accept full responsibility.
And that's the point Grassley says in retrospect he was trying to make. He's not suggesting anyone take their own life, but he says it's important for these companies taking taxpayer dollars to accept the responsibility for the horrendous shape their companies are in, that they need taxpayer assistance.
That they are responsible for running their corporation into the ground, and now they're coming to the taxpayers for help and have been coming to the taxpayers for help for the last 6 months.
The government is taking a variety of steps in trying to get that bonus money back for the federal coffers. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner trying to do that. Legislation also afoot, which we'll mention in a moment. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says that's a good effort, but he says Congress should have stepped in, and the Treasury Department as well, in making sure this didn't happen.
Wouldn't the Treasury and the taxpayer have had more leverage over AIG's executive contracts before providing another $30 billion in tax money?
As for the effort to get that money back, New York Senator Chuck Schumer says he's already delivered word to AIG CEO Edward Liddy that the executives won't be keeping that money.
You should tell these employees if they don't give the money back, we'll put in place a new law that will allow us to tack these bonuses at a very high rate so that it's returned to its rightful owners, the taxpayers.
Michigan Democratic Congressman Gary Peters has introduced similar legislation in the House. Meanwhile, it's not just mismanagement or poor leadership that's responsible for what's happening at AIG. Maryland Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings says it's outright fraud.
Believe me, this was very intentional. It was based on greed. And in some instances, and I think we will find this, fraud.
And so tomorrow, AIG Chairman Edward Liddy will be in Congress testifying before a U.S. House hearing. Lawmakers, of course, upset about the decision to award $165 million in bonuses. In the end, though, it's less than 0.1% of the $170 billion that the government has shelled out to AIG. Meanwhile, stocks staging a St. Patrick's Day rally on Wall Street this afternoon. Investors cheered by a 22% spike in housing starts last month. The Dow up 179 points to 7396. The Nasdaq gaining 58 points to end at 1462. The S&P 500 up 24 to 778. Oil up $1.81 to $49.16 per barrel. Back to Capitol Hill now, and with an eye on the Bernie Madoff scandal, a Senate panel exploring Ponzi schemes Tuesday. Madoff, of course, pled guilty to 11 felony fraud charges after swindling investors out of about $65 billion. In the Senate hearing, IRS Commissioner Douglas Shulman said the Obama administration will aggressively pursue tax cheaters and offshore tax evaders. As for the big economic picture, President Obama on Tuesday once again making a push for his record-setting $3.6 trillion federal budget blueprint for fiscal year 2010. Obama says it's critical towards long-term economic recovery.
I see it as an economic blueprint for our future, a foundation on which to build a recovery that lasts.
And Obama says that he's not listening to critics who believe his approach in this budget blueprint is too ambitious or it's just too much money.
What I say is that the challenges we face are too large to ignore. I didn't come here to pass on our problems to the next president or the next generation. I came here to solve them.
But as you heard in the previous segment with Congressman Wilson, critics of the president's budget say it's nothing more than a massive tax increase in terms of energy, as well as allowing Bush tax cuts to expire. Meanwhile, senators on Tuesday also probing the explosion of drug-related violence across the border in Mexico. A Senate hearing examined Mexican drug cartels and border violence. Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard testifying that his state has become the gateway for drugs and human trafficking for the rest of the country.
The city of Phoenix, my city, has become known as a kidnapping capital of the United States. Over 700 kidnappings in the last 2 years have afflicted that city, and police believe that well over twice that number may have gone unreported.
So what's responsible for this? Mainly, California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein says it's American guns.
It is unacceptable to have 90% of the guns that are picked up in Mexico used to shoot judges, police officers, mayors, come from the United States.
But Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley says we need a much better border security plan,
including drug smuggling, human trafficking, illegal immigration, bulk cash smuggling and money laundering, as well as gun smuggling.
Still ahead on Dateline Washington, we'll check in with NASA about the recent close call between the space station and space junk. We'll also find out the latest on the Discovery mission. We'll talk with Craig Roberts of the American Legion about President Obama's plan to make private health insurers cover the cost for treatment for wounded American veterans. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, Neil Weinberg of Forbes magazine on the outrage at AIG. Stay with us.